This is Destination Midnight. You are listening to the Dread House Podcast. I'm not scared. So we find ourselves here again. And it's been about 10 months since I last spoke to you. Let me start again. Hello, my name is Mr. Samhain. Well, that's what I've been telling people, and non-people, for the past 1,000 years or so. It's true in the most part, and the passage of time in human years would dictate by now that that's a fact, and I've claimed it. I haven't so much as lied, but omitted, because it fits the narrative and you never once thought to ask or question. I wasn't born with that name, so let's return to the beginning. And an explanation, whilst I have this short amount of time, might help before it's time to change. I was born in Winchmore Village, now Winchmore Hill, in 972, yes, before the Norman Conquest. My birth name I can't quite remember. By the time the Doomsday Book was put together, a man, well... not so much a man, but a being of some 100 rotations around the sun. The change occurred at the dawn of the new millennium, not this one, the previous one. I was a farmer, farmhand, and like the others in my village, struggling to feed my family. And you hear those stories of a wandering soul who travels from village to village and hamlet to hamlet, offering a quick fix to any problem you're probably on the receiving end of. Our winter was particularly difficult. With coldness and nearly all our crops failed, we had nothing to eat, let alone sell or trade, and Winch's family, the landowner, had already lost patience with all of us, as we had nothing to show for our labour. It's difficult to paint a picture of how rural communities worked back then. Nowadays, it's easier. We have the internet, you can jump in your Land Rover and visit a supermarket at the correct opening time. People who pass through are noticed, but interaction is rare. Back then, a stranger was rare and visible on the horizon from far away. No one in the village expected it, or was expecting him, it. He said he'd come from down south and he was heading north, but he appeared in the east. I think they expected us to be half-wits, and maybe he wasn't wrong. Upon reflection, I guess that was true. I didn't notice this till much later. His name was Assi, or so he said, and he promised he could help with our failed crops and harvest. And I was desperate and also didn't know any better, so it felt like an offer I was unable to refuse. It didn't concern me what it might cost. He gathered all the farmhands in the centre of the village and he said, "Join me in a song." He shared with us new words I'd never heard. A song that had very little meaning to me, although I remember it making me tingle all over. None of the others in the village said they felt anything. Assi asked me to wait behind. I asked him why and he told me he'd tell me when everyone had gone. This made me feel uneasy, but I already felt weird, different, out of sorts. Where was this going and how was it related to our crop situation? Once everyone had left, I asked him, and he said never mind that. He informed me that what we had recited was a spell. Although he didn't use that word, I'm oversimplifying, it was something along the lines of an enchantment. Please bear in mind that superstition was heavy in our minds. I asked him, "What have you done to me?" "I have saved you from every failed harvest yet to come." "How?" I asked. "I don't understand." He laughed and said, "I know, but you will." "How is this going to help my family and my village?" I asked. He didn't respond. Well, not verbally, he just stared at me and stared through me. At that point, I thought I'd been had. So I went back home and I didn't look back. And the following day, he was nowhere to be found. Not everybody survived that winter. Our numbers thinned. My family survived, but I noticed a curious byproduct. I didn't seem to age. I now know I was aging just extremely slowly. I cannot begin to explain to you the horror of what this looks like and the weight of it. First, no one notices, obviously. And then come the compliments. You look really good for your age. And then the disbelief. And then you're alone. Then you have to make up elaborate lies to get away with knowing and experiencing so much. And then finally, you see it for what it is. A curse. How stupid and selfish I had been, and non-specific. You know the phrase, be careful what you ask for. Well, I hadn't. And technically, Yassi hadn't broken a promise. Been deceitful, yes. So I'm here now talking to you. And in over 1,000 years, I look like I've aged 50. In that ridiculous amount of time, I've learnt a few things. Told many stories, written many spells, lived in new and old worlds, under and over. I've also found and written a new spell, one of regeneration.
Cleverly disguised as me telling you my story. All I needed was for you to listen.